left of the campaign, Stupid Larry, and things are starting to, as Bing Crosby would say, go my way.
Yeah, well, I'm very happy for you, Space Commander Wade.
Why so glum, Stupid Larry? Soon I'll be governor of Nebraska. As my campaign manager, you've earned appointment to a very high office.
I don't care. I've lost all faith in the electoral system, Space Commander Wick. All it seems to be is name-calling. You call someone a boozer, then complain that they're being dirty, so you say your marriage stinks, and Kay Orr is a liar, and Ben's a shyster, and it's just all garbage.
Lost faith? Sit down, little buddy. What? Sit down, Stupid Larry.
What is it?
Let me tell you something about America, Stupid Larry.
Yes, Space Commander Wick.
America has, America has lots and lots of people in it, and as a result, Stupid Larry, you can be easily replaced.
Now, wait a second.
In fact, Stupid Larry, to take full advantage of my momentum, I've hired a media consultant from another planet to run my campaign.
Oh, well, Space Commander Wack, if you're unhappy with my work, if you think someone else can raise the level of the election to a higher plane, maybe substantive discussions of real issues, then I applaud your efforts and I'll step aside quietly.
I've hired the embodiment of all that is wrong in the universe, the evil droid Donahue.
Your mama, Wack! Or maybe it's your daddy. Or my mama. I'm not sure.
Droid, have you prepared my ad saying K-Or is a Madonna wannabe?
No, you forgot. I'm evil. I've arranged for you to be the first candidate to throw mud at yourself.
What,
look!
A doctored picture of me fitting Imelda Marcos for a pair of shoes?
You've been betrayed, Space Commander Wade.
Well, don't look at it as a betrayal. No, wait, that's silly. Of course it's a betrayal. But not really. I'm only being true to my character. Of course, people do change. Maybe I'm too set in my ways. Maybe I'm not set enough in my ways. Maybe I should be set in concrete. Maybe I should be set in my room. I don't...
Hey, Larry, you haven't found a new job yet, have you?
Nope.
And now, Stupid Larry talks about candidate for governor, Space Commander Wack.
I've known Space Commander Wack for years. I've traveled all over the cosmos with him, and wherever we've gone, people say...
I'd rather you didn't go into what they say, Stupid Larry.
Space Commander Wack is a space commander who believes in what you believe in. Puppy dogs, fair play, the state flag, and tiny treacherous evil imps, you know, that live behind the zero load.
Stupid Larry.
As governor of Nebraska, you can be sure Space Commander Wack will fight for the things you expect him to fight for, like less taxes and more good stuff like
Don't
that.
Don't get too specific, Stupid Larry.
Here in Nebraska, we face a new decade of challenge. Can we afford to enter it led by a governor who may at any moment chuck it all to go on tour with Madonna, or by her Democratic opponent whose hair may take his mind over without any warning at all?
Mention his medical history of spontaneous human combustion, Stupid
He Larry. Could burst into flames and ruin the governor's rec room. She could stay away for months on her gray ambition tour.
And now close with a big plea for me, Stupid Larry. Go ahead.
So if you want to see Nebraska move on into the 21st century, vote for a man who's been there. Space Commander Wack, Nebraska's governor.
Or what?
What?
Govern or what?
Huh?
The proceeding was paid for by a dentist in West Oak who doesn't know we've got his MasterCard numbers.
Well, let's go to lunch, right? Still got these MasterCard numbers.
What's behind your ear?
It's a Barry Sweatshirt Show.
Local college football is on the air with the Coach Barry Sweatshirt Show. Hello again, everybody. I'm Yasha Foymi, and with me is the former head coach of the Fort Hemophilia Fighting Bleeder football team, Coach Barry Sweatshirt. Welcome, Coach.
Hello, Yasha. Listen, I'm sure you've heard the rumors, but don't worry. In a couple weeks when the announcement's made that I'm the new head coach at Nebraska, I'll still be your friend.
Head coach at Nebraska? Do we have a scoop here, Coach? Are you saying you're in negotiations to replace Tom Osborne?
Tom Osborne? No, they'd be nuts to get rid of him.
Oh, yeah, you can't both be head coach.
Oh, geez, I guess I hadn't thought of that.
Last week you were 0-3. You're 4-11 for the year. That's a .267 percentage.
Yeah, but I'm better against the spread, huh?
No. Oh. Well, this week's big games. Let's pick 'em. Hastings visits Midland in Fremont.
There's a classic matchup of speed versus strength, so they'll nullify each other and it'll come down to a routine contest of points. I think Hastings will win 98-94.
Coach Tom's hometown Hastings triumphant over Midland 98-94. A big one, number one, number two in the computer. Georgia Tech visits Virginia.
Well, both teams have had very easy schedules, and this game's the easiest for both of them, so they ought to just slaughter each other and pick a scoreless tie. Nothing, 2-0.
0-0, the New York Times computer leaders tie, nothing. Nebraska versus Iowa State, conquerors of the Sooners.
Well, I wish Tom Osborne the very best, and this his last game as the coach if he happens to be fired after it. Nebraska will win 68-3.
So if Tom's fired, this will be his last game, and he'll win it 68-3.
That's right.
By the way, maybe coach, I'll become a coach, the other tenants want you to move the U-Haul from in front of the studio.
Looks what? I got three of them out there.
The one with all the coffee tables.
Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Wack, the Neo Space Okutsubishi filament gun is located at the evil droid Donahue.
Just a second, Stupid Larry. I'm on the phone. Hello? Yeah. Yeah, I'm new to the app line. I'm Space Commander Wack, Space Commander, huh? No, parents aren't a problem. Sidekicks. Sidekicks are problems.
Space Commander Wack, you can't use the headquarters phone for personal calls.
Well, it's okay, Stupid Larry. I make restitution by also getting personal calls here, so it all evens out.
Oh. Huh?
So what were you squeaking about, Stupid Larry, at the beginning of the episode before they turned the music down?
Let's see. Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Wack, the Neo Space Okutsubishi filament gun has located the evil droid Donahue. Then I was going to add, he's vowed to destroy the Earth, and only you can stop him.
Yes, yes, only I can stop him. And if I do, it'll mean grave peril to my person, injury, maybe death, at the very least many moments of tension and anxiety as I peer through the portals of my soul into the depths of emotional hell.
But it's for a much larger good, Space Commander Wack.
Yes, averting the extinction of millions, nay, billions of life forms that depend on Mother Earth for sustenance and succor.
And so?
So most of those life forms live under rocks or in the ocean or hide in trees, and you never see them anyway, Stupid Larry. There's only about 5, maybe 6 life forms worth saving, but not at the expense of my emotional inconvenience.
But Space Commander Wack...
Not now, Stupid Larry, I'm still on the phone. Wow, $7.50 for the first 6 seconds and $10 a minute after that? Someone's gonna scream when they see this bill.
Yeah!
What? What in the bill? Glorf's in a tutu. Oh.
Ah!
It's time once again for a peek through the keyhole at the world around us with noted noter, noted notary public, and noted notable, Dr. Bud Natural.
Hey, call me Bud, okay?
Okay. And now here's Bud with another Nature Minute.
This week's letter comes from little 10-year-old Magnus Magnuson of Creaky Porch, Michigan. Dear Dr. Natural, oh, come on, Mag, call me Bud, okay? Okay, dear Bud, with all the trouble in the Middle East and at Chrysler, I'm puzzled. How much oil is there in the world? When will it run out? Signed, Magnus Magnuson. Well, Magman, the answer is simple. There is a virtually endless supply of oil. Here's an experiment that proves it. Crawl under your dad's car. Look for a big plug on the lowest part of it. Unscrew it, see? Oil. Go ahead. Try all the cars in the church parking lot this Sunday. Oil, oil, everywhere. And now just imagine how many cars there are in the world, little Mag. If by any weird happenstance all that oil runs out, we'll make more. All we gotta do is bury a billion trillion houseplants with a dinosaur or two and wait. You wait too, Magnus. Your Bud Natural and Michael Jordan poster is in the mail. Well, that's another Nature Minute, so until the radiation belts catch fire, let's enjoy the planet, okay?
Local college football is on the air with the Coach Barry Sweatshirt Show. Hello again, everybody. I'm Yasha Poimi, and joining me, the
former coach of the Fort Hemavilla Fighting Leader football team, Coach Barry Sweatshirt. Welcome, Coach.
Hello, Yash. Yo, I wonder how old Fort Hemavilla Community College Fighting Leader football team is doing this year.
Don't you remember, Coach, after the investigation into your tenure and you left, then the NCAA gave them the death penalty.
Oh, no. You mean like no TV or scholarships or bowl games?
No.
Oh.
Last week you were 1-2, ooh, Coach, making you 4-8 for the year.
Yeah, people are probably wondering if I got crystal ball or something, huh?
No.
Oh.
Let's get this week's predictions. Time to pick 'em. Mankato State versus UNO.
Well, I hear they put a big mirror up at Coniglia Field, so the opposing quarterback will think that he's going to tackle himself. So UNO will win, no problem, 85-3.
Picking the Mavs, 85-3. Westmar at Peru State. There's a biggie.
Well, I lunched with my good friend, Coach Mike Ditka. And you know what he said to me? He said, excuse me, I got Thousand Island and this is blue cheese. So I got to go with Westmar winning this one, 76-75.
Ooh, picking Westmar to upset Mike Ditka's favorite Eastern Nebraska college team, 76-75, Okie State versus Nebraska.
Well, you know, Oklahoma State is on probation, so that means they can't be in the polls. So I guess as poll-wise, they just don't exist. So Nebraska's got no incentive, and Oklahoma State will win 4-3.
Picking the Cowboys 4-3 due to a lack of existence. How are those metaphysics classes going, Coach?
Well, they're going real well. We made ashtrays last week.
Well, I'll see you next week.
Where?
You, huh? Short cape person.
Hi.
You're the only one to show up here at the Wacky Convention honoring me, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander, here in Mendota, Illinois.
Well, actually, Space Commander Wack, I was just looking for my lost dog.
You know my name, little person.
Well, it is a Wacky Convention. You are wearing a Space Commander Wack costume. You just said your name. In the last 7 of these confabs I've been to, you and I have been the only ones there.
Oh, wait. I thought I was invisible. Well, that explains those criminal charges in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
For which you still owe me bail money, Space Commander.
Wait, I've got an idea. I'll make you my new Stupid Larry.
But I'm your old Stupid Larry.
To replace that other guy. What was his name?
Stupid Larry.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. And this dead Martian dog here. Let's just call him Glorf, the dead Martian dog.
But that is Glorf, the dead Martian dog.
Well, that's the beauty of it, Stupid Larry. No one will ever know.
What?
Come, Stupid Larry. We've got to get back to Omaha to fight the evil man who defeated me in the mayoral election.
Oh,
the
no,
evil
no.
Mayor Mike Boyle.
No, Space Commander Wack, he's not mayor anymore. He's running for governor.
It's worse than I thought, Stupid Larry.
I'll say he's in North Platte.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but... North Platte, that's further away than some stars, isn't it?
The key phrase there is, correct me if I'm wrong, right, Space Commander Wack?
So let's get in the spaceship that we call the spaceship and... Your hand is raised, Stupid Larry?
Well, this is a 78 Dodge Dart, Space Commander Wack.
Well, the listeners wouldn't buy it if we found everything in Mendota, Illinois. Now, off to the sand hills!
You don't have the keys, do you, Space Commander Wack?
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. It's not my car.
Remember Fayetteville.
You still have those two little wires you used to carry around all the time?
Yeah. No, that's my hair.
Now that we're safely here within the confines of the Fortress of Semi-Solitude, located within walking distance of the magnetic center of Kansas...
But, Space Commander Wack, this is a happy chef just west of Joliet, Illinois on Interstate 80.
Well, that's the beauty of it, Stupid Larry.
What's the beauty of it? Oh, Space Commander Wack, I see. That Earth scientist would never expect to find the magnetic center of Kansas near Joliet, Illinois. That's it, right?
Stupid Larry. The beauty of it is the eggs are so much better here.
What?
Waitress, more hash browns.
Go on with the briefing, Stupid Larry.
Oh, okay. Well, since your incarceration a couple of years ago...
Stupid Larry, let's just refer to it as a lengthy period of self-reexamination, introspection, and meditation.
Okay. Well, since you got out of solitary...
Close enough.
Since then, the Berlin Wall has been broken up and sold in little chunks. Let's see, godless monolith of communism's crumbling. The entire planet of the super vixens has been indicted in Georgia. General Noriega's in prison in Florida.
Has he talked, Stupid Larry? Has he talked?
No, he hasn't.
Well, how's the Gipper doing, Stupid Larry?
Well, he's retired. You know, he's had brain surgery.
Have they discovered the control unit?
No.
Well, then, who's president now, Stupid Larry?
I have a picture here. Look, George Bush being inaugurated.
Oh, wait, Stupid Larry. Behind George Bush, isn't that... Yes, that's Mary Tyler Moore. And that's you, Stupid Larry.
No, Space Commander Wack, that's Vice President Dan Quayle and his lovely wife, Marilyn.
Well, no wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. You're Vice President of the United States. Admit it.
No. That's Dan Quayle of Indiana.
Admit it, Stupid Larry. You and Mary Tyler Moore are involved in some Manchurian candidate kind of nefarious plot.
No, Space Commander Wack, that's Marilyn Quayle, stylishly coiffed. Little rich girl.
Admit it, Stupid Larry. You're Vice President of the United States.
But I'm not...
Admit it, Stupid Larry.
Well, now that you mention it, and now that you've pointed that psoriasis ray wart gun in the middle of my little forehead, yes, I'm Vice President of the United States.
That's all I wanted to hear, Stupid Larry. Waitress! Waitress! He's Vice President of the United States, so we don't have to pay for these eggs, right? Move it, Stupid Larry!
Uh-oh.
Oh, look out!
Oh, no!
She's reaching for a spatula!
Jesus, the waitress! Where to now, Space Commander Wack?
Off to Nebraska to battle the evil Kaor, Queen of Darkness.
No, not Kaor. Kaor.
Kaor what? I'd like to buy a vowel, Stupid Larry.
Where's Glorf the Dead Martian Dog,
well,
Commander Wack?
He's right here where I could trip him. Oop!
And so you have. The sand hills of Nebraska sure are beautiful in the spring, aren't they, Glorf? Look, untold miles of gently rolling hills, dotted with native vegetation, an occasional prairie dog scampering to his hole as the throbbing cadence of life slows for a second to drink in the clear, fresh Midwestern air. It's so peaceful.
Stupid Larry! Stupid Larry! Well, Stupid Larry, I've done it. I've hogtied the last of the candidates for governor, including that little Boyle guy. Now we can get out of this stinking, filthy desert.
Space Commander Wack, well, you are my hero, and I applaud your every move to make this universe a better place for all the space buddies. Mm-hmm. It is because of my admiration and concern for your own safety that I feel I must point out that it's wrong to be kidnapping the candidates for governor.
It is? Perhaps you're right, Stupid Larry. Maybe I should be concentrating on the Senate.
I mean, it's against the law, Space Commander
Wack. Stupid Larry, you naive simpleton, don't you know that some men are above the law?
No man is above the law, Space Commander Wack.
He is if he has a pass, Stupid Larry.
A what?
Sure, look right here in my wallet.
Huh?
Sure. Somewhere in here, let me see. Immunization record.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyer's phone number, ATM card.
Yeah.
Wonder if the old ladies notice it's missing.
Oh, it's Space Commander
Wack. Wonder
which
old lady. Various green cards and different names. Here it is. The bearer of this card is above the law. No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. You didn't think anything as insignificant as a legal system could thwart me, Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
You know, Space Commander Wack, maybe if we got back into outer space and had a daring space adventure, take on a challenge that's really worthy of your superlative evil fighting powers, get away till this thing blows over and the heat's off.
Good
maybe...
idea, Stupid Larry. Let's go. Let's go. Off!
It's off to the stars.
Well, I know that, you little twerp, but I just remembered we can't go off to the stars because we don't have a spaceship. I remember now, our old one was destroyed. Yeah, when I gallantly led it, alone and by myself, hopelessly outnumbered, into the heart of the flotilla of heavily armed space fighters from the evil weight-watching planet La Sorda 7. There
you
I
were
was,
startled by Billy, the goldfish from Mars, and crash-landed into Tierra del Fuego.
I'm not going to argue semantics with you, Stupid Larry. Let's just get into this spaceship.
Stolen car.
And go look for places, and, well, parts to rebuild our old spaceship.
Okay, but next time we have a flat, it's Glorf's turn to be the spare tire.
Look, Stupid Larry, down below us, I believe we're going over the Missouri River.
Yeah, and it's just up to my ankles now.
Well, keep pushing. We're almost across.
That's what you said when we crossed the Platte River.
Hope that paddle wheeler doesn't run us down. Keep pushing. Stupid Larry! Stupid Larry! Do I look taller now that I've taken away your shoes?
Why, yes, Space Commander Weck, but why?
Well, that's the beauty of it, Stupid Larry. Glorf! Glorf, you big dead Martian dog, you! Speak! All is in readiness for my most audacious plan ever.
Space Commander Weck, I've been meaning to ask you. We got this box full of little pieces of paper here with the little X's next to Hoppner. X, Hoppner, X, Hoppner, X, Hoppner.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. That's confetti for your birthday party, yeah.
And this box labeled Nelson, full of junk bonds.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. I'm making doilies with those junk bonds. Doilies for the parlor couch.
And this box here full of recipes from Bill, your devoted zombie servant and self-effacing first gentleman of Nebraska. Now, what are these?
Space buddies and space buttesses, don't be like Stupid Larry. I know you figured out the obvious. You know that I know, and I know that you know that I know. I'm going straight to the top this time, and I'll take you, my loyal followers, with me. Oh, you're gonna get taken, all right. Steal Mommy and Daddy's credit cards, hide them in a mummified wildebeest, and send them to me, Space Commander Whack. Space Commander!
Space Commander Whack, Space Commander Whack, I figured it out. You're gonna run for...
Timing is everything, Stupid Larry. You stay here under Glorf. And the filing cabinet. Yeah. I'm going to the new Mason image enhancer and enhance my image. After all, it's the 90s. Yeah, you're right, Stupid Larry. Give me your socks there, won't you? Stupid Larry! Stupid Larry! Stupid Larry! Look at me, Stupid Larry!
Yes, Commander Wick, what are you doing up there on that pile of toilet paper?
Well, I don't know, Stupid Larry. It was your idea.
What?
Well, you told me if I wanted to run for something, I'd have to stand on tissue.
Oh.
Frankly, I don't get it. But as a
yes,
stupid...
Commander Wick, I said you'd have to take a stand on the issues.
Well, what's the difference?
Come on down, Space Commander Wick.
Oh, okay. Here, catch Glorf.
Glorf,
one,
what's Glorf doing up
two,
there?
Two... Three!
No, no!
Now, catch me, Stupid Larry. Onesies, toesies, Geronimo! Nice catch, Glorf. Too bad that idiot Stupid Larry isn't as loyal as you are.
Okay, Space Commander Wack, I've written down some of the key issues here.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Space buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. Never write down your plans. They may show up in court someday. If you must write something down, find that notebook of funny-looking paper Mommy and Daddy got from the bank with the buffaloes on it. Write one with lots of zeros down and send it to me, Space Commander Wack.
Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Wack, what's your stand on school redistricting?
Oh, look, Stupid Larry, who are my opponents?
Ben Nelson and K.O.R.
Do they have lawns?
Well, I guess so.
With trees?
Huh? What are you talking about?
And we've got all this toilet paper, Stupid Larry.
Oh, Space Commander Wick.
That's the beauty of it.
Oh, Space
Commander. Come on, Larry. Glorf.
Well, this is Jack Nicholson, your Hollywood reporter, with all the latest dirt from Tinseltown. First of all, everything you've been hearing about, it's wrong. For instance, take your typical big-name star. Most of them are potential criminals that'd be in goddamn jail right now if they weren't just a little bit on the sissy side, and hence, actors. Now, I ain't talking about Bruce Willis specifically, but that reminds me. Some people think it's funny to come out to the Los Angeles Forum and throw bags of peanuts at the people in the front row who just want to watch a game or talk to Magic. Well, we'll see who's laughing when their women get stolen. And that'll be the subject of another show. Women with names that are spelled like one word, but pronounced like another one. Now, I don't necessarily mean Demi or Demi or like Houston or Huston, but you get my drift, don't you? Now, that's it from Hollywood, and this is Jack Nicholson telling you, don't take advice from anyone till you hear from me again.
Local college football's on the air. It's the Coach Barry Sweatshirt Show, starring the former coach of the Fort Hemophilia Fighting Bleeder football team, Coach Barry Sweatshirt. Hello again, everybody. I'm Yash Avoimi, your host, hosting the coach. Hello, Coach.
Hello, Yash. Listen, thanks to us, it's working.
What's working?
Let me explain. I hear John Robinson says I was coach of the Rams, so I'm practicing so I can make big bucks on those commercials for charity the pros get to do.
You're going to be named coach of the Rams?
Well, I'm not at liberty to discuss negotiations, and my denying or confirming stuff will only fuel the rumor mill. Like, you've heard those rumors, I'm taking over Notre Dame if that one guy leaves, or I'm taking over Clemson and everything. I'm sure you've heard about that.
No.
Oh.
Last week, you were 2-1, Coach, including the Virginia-Georgia Tech game that you picked a week early. 6-12 for the year now, a .333 percentage.
Well, I haven't caught Willie McGee yet, have I?
Time to pick them. Let's go to the big games. The big shootout. Concordia, Hastings.
Both teams are sky high. They got lots of respect for each other. They're both going to have to be at the top of their games. It's what we call gut check time. So Hastings will win 46-0.
Hastings checks their guts and wins 46-0. Iowa, Illinois.
I talked to my good friend, Coach Hayden Fry, about this one. He said to me, look, I came to the mall to shop, not be part of a survey, so go away. Gotta go with Iowa on that. 65-0, Iowa.
Iowa surveys the Fighting Illini, 65-0. Finally, in Lincoln, Nebraska, a game for the Big 8 Championship, Colorado versus the Huskers.
Well, Nebraska will knock the chip off their shoulders. Of course, it's a Buffalo chip, so at the end of the game, it's going to be real disgusting. There'll be swarms of flies. Crowd's going to leave early. Of course, it grounds the air game, so Nebraska will win 94-3.
The Huskers win it 94-3. And Coach, got a lot of mail about this one. Everybody wants to know, who's your number one team?
In the whole country?
Yeah.
How many are there?
See you next week, Coach.
Chandler say 83-5. picking Sheldon Stead to win this NAIA Division II showdown, 83-5. Wisconsin lacrosse visits Ball State. The Pusse has this new formation, the Power L, where they all line up just in a big straight line in the center force of quarterback somewhere down the line. It's hard to defend against because the center can very seldom snap it back that far over everybody's head to the quarterback. So I gotta go Pusse there, 3-5. Thanksgiving Day, Nebraska. Oklahoma. Oklahoma's got a BG as a coach and dip guy, so I'll be dancing around and I'll be dressed real weird, and Nebraska will win 99-0, no problem at all. And then the Huskers to meet the Sooners. 99-0. And that might be how much left for the show. And I'm sure that I'll be able to be doing a dainty calling thing in Minneapolis. Like if the dinner shows up, you won't know it's my team, but the trailer line is never sealed.
Hi, I'm Ed Fiskoff. This is my friend Squawk.
Yeah, well, my real name's Mike, but they call me Squawk because that's my nickname.
We're on the Dorky Clod High School Pep Squad.
Yeah, the Butthead Boosters. Uh-huh. Like, I'm a cheerleader, and Ed's in charge of the annual peanut brittle sale.
For the trip, yeah. So yeah. You can see we're a legitimate organization authorized as a legitimate organization by a governmental body.
Yeah, it's like, you know, people vote for the school board, right? And then, mm-hmm. like, Dorky Clod High School is a school, right. And, like, the Butthead Boosters are part of that, uh-huh. See?
Got yeah, it? So we're raising taxes.
Yeah, we're going to buy Exarban, and we need $40 million.
Say 50.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the kegger.
Shh, don't say nothing about the kegger.
Okay, well, yeah, we just want to buy Exarban.
Yeah, but we'll keep the horse racing and the Johnny Cash concerts.
Well, yeah, we might have some monster truck racing.
Yeah, too. Imagine that. Monster trucks, only you can bet on them.
Oh, wow. So anyway, the taxes will be going up now because we made them.
Yeah, and if you want to complain, we'll have an open meeting soon.
Yeah, sure we will. I want help.
Shh, don't mention the kegger. Oh. Yeah, the open meeting will be in Lebanon. No, Baghdad. Yeah.
Baghdad, yeah. We'll see you there.
Sorry about the taxes.
Yeah, we are.